Good morning, YouTube. Just getting ready to go over to Facebook. Good morning, Facebook and YouTube. Today is the 12th of August, Wednesday morning, hot day. I hope you're having a good week so far, and I hope that I guess I should at least comb my hair, right? hope you're having a good week so far. And I've entitled this little devotional, "The Lord Will Not Cast Off His People Forever." The Lord will not cast us all forever, His people. But though He cause grief, yet will He have compassion. Lamentations 3:31-32. "Fear thou not, saith the Lord, for I am with thee. I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. For a small measure have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on me." Good morning, Rick Batoric. God's elect keep strange hours, don't they? Last night, 1:30, J. Michael was up with me, and tonight, or this morning, at 2 o'clock, Rick Batoric's up with me. What a blessing. "O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay foundations." Oh, J. Michael Wusterman, you know, you guys, I don't know, we keep some strange hours. I don't know. This is the very early morning breakfast club. And now there's no breakfast, it's just lemon water. And smoothies. Oh. Well, you know, I'm gonna have Mark say hello to you this morning. I've got to get this camera turned around so Mark can wave at you here. Mark, say hello to J. Michael and...
hello, J. Michael.
And also say hello to Rick Batoric.
Hello, Rick Batoric.
Well, that's four of us up. That's four of us up. Where was I? "I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring forth to the light and I shall behold his righteousness." Yeah, Rick says, "God is awesome in his providence." That is so true. That is so true. I'm looking forward, guys, Mark and Rick and J. Michael, I'm looking forward to the time when we no longer have to struggle with this earthly bit of clay, but we are gathered together around the throne, and we're seated at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Rick says, "Praise God, Mark."
Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
And so it's good to know that we can be here together, the four of us, around and have fellowship one with another. J. Michael says, "Hello, Mark. It's great to hear the news. Good news that you're making progress." He says that's good, J. Michael. He appreciates that. Well, you know, Mark is not out of the doghouse yet, guys. I would be less than honest if I didn't tell you that he's having his struggles, and now I've just lost my signal on Facebook, so I need to know, can you guys still see me? Because if you can still see me, it says, "Sorry, we're having trouble playing this video, but if you can still see me, I'll just continue on the devotional and not start all over again." Yeah, it's good to have all four of us together. Is my video still working, guys? Okay, well, I'm going to keep going. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. When the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer. Ehud, a man left-handed, after him was Shamgar, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel. The Lord looked upon Gideon and said, "Go in this thy might. Have not I seen thee?" And he said unto him, "O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am least in my father's house." You might get a better signal if you jump over to YouTube, guys. You might try that and see if the signal's a little better. Anyway, the Lord said unto Gideon, "The people that are with thee are too many for me, lest Israel vaunt himself against me, saying, Mine own hand hath saved me. Not by my might, nor by my spirit. Not by my might, nor by my power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." I just read from Isaiah 54:7-8, 10-11, Micah 7:9, 1 Corinthians 1:27, Jude 3:15-31, Jude 7:2. Judges 7:2, Zechariah 4:6, and Ephesians 4:6-10. Well, we go through life, and there are many things we must endure, many sorrows, many heartaches, many trials. But God sees everything we're going through, and he's delighted with it, to show his mercy and his long suffering to us. It's one of those things where we take each day at a time, and we never know when we are going to be called into his presence forever, away from this old world with suffering and struggle. I'm glad that we have an everlasting consolation with Christ. You know, physical and mental pain is just another result of what happened at the fall. Prior to their disobedience, Adam and Eve suffered no pain at all. But after the fall, the curse came upon all mankind, bringing in suffering of every kind. This is what their disobedience brought, but I'm glad to report that God's people are blood-bought. And someday we'll never have to suffer pain again, because in heaven there will be no more curse or sin. Yeah, I thought it might be a little better. YouTube has a little better technology than Facebook, Rick. But until then, we all must endure suffering and pain and every kind of evil and disdain. And in this life, it will ever remain. But in heaven... Hey, J. Michael, welcome to YT. Technology at its best. In heaven, all will be bliss for you and me, and all see the one who died on the tree, the one who suffered the greatest agony. Lord, thank you for paying such a tremendous price, yes, the ultimate sacrifice, that we would be free of this physical pain, sin, and woe, and have a glorified body from head to toe. Well, Christ did not say it would be an easy road. He did not say there would be no suffering or pain. He did not say we would not be scoffed, ridiculed, and held in disdain. But Christ did say, I will never leave you or forsake you. He did say, come unto me and I will give you rest. He did say, underneath me are his everlasting arms. And he did say, I've loved you with an everlasting love. I'm thankful for the things Christ did say. Well, this is entitled Purpose. Purpose. God's purposes are eternal in scope and decree. Yes, he chose me in past eternity. Before he created the earth, God gave me to Christ and decided to give me a new birth. Amen. J. Michael. J. Michael says, thank you, Jesus, for not leaving us nor forsaking us. This eternal purpose by our eternal King secured new life he would to you and me bring. And that he would breathe into our dead soul, new life was predetermined, his purpose was controlled. This eternal purpose had nothing to do with free will or me. It was settled in heaven before creation in past eternity. The choice to give me eternal life was in God's eternal decree. What great comfort this brings to my soul to know my Savior, my past, present, and future controls. But let us never forget. Let us never forget. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show, when I deserved to be cast into hell there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. Well, this next one is entitled When Faith and Hope is Given. Hope, like faith and repentance, is a gift from God, and when it is given, faith gives its nod. They are joined together, sent from heaven above. Do you remember the first time you had hope that Christ had died for you? This faith, belief, and hope was a gift so true. We could never have faith, belief, or hope when we were dead in sin. This is the greatest evidence that we've been born again. By the Holy Spirit who gave us these things, including repentance, causing our heart to flee to Christ and then joy he did bring. Having assurance that Christ died for our sins is the greatest joy that could ever be, knowing that we are a part of the elect family. Bought by his blood and adopted by him before we were even born, chosen to be ransomed from our sins. This is the greatest miracle that Christ did for you and me, adopting us into his family and dying on the rugged tree. This is our eternal song that we will forever sing. Thanks be to Calvary, I'm forever free, and eternal life he did bring. Amen. Amen. We didn't invite Jesus into our heart. He invited himself into our hearts. That's a good way of putting it. Amen. What love. What boundless love. Christ would love a sinner such as me. Well, this next one is entitled Peace. Peace. Man is searching for peace and joy, but can't find it in material things. He goes to church and listens to the choir sing. No, the only peace and joy is found in Christ, who created the worlds and paid the price. To secure eternal redemption for his sheep, this purchased salvation brings joy and peace. When God's people meet around his throne to praise and worship Christ the Lamb, there will be no doubt of the peace and joy then found only in the great I Am. You know, when you stop and think about it, it doesn't take long to realize, as God's people, that Christ is all. Christ is all. Let men and their philosophies fall. May Christ be my only claim, my all. Let kings and princes proudly flaunt. Earthly power and fame is all they want. My only claim is in Jesus' blood amid the turmoil of Satan's flood. Exalting the creature is their delight. All praise to Christ, Lord, set my sight. On the eternal Christ I rest my case and only proclaim his sovereign grace. Well, have you ever been mocked and scorned? This is called mockery and scorn. Others may mock and scorn my confession, but Christ is my eternal possession. Purchased by His blood, dying on the cross, bearing all my sins, what a tremendous cost. So go ahead and mock and scorn if you want to. They mocked and scorned my Savior too. His perfect sacrifice has paid the ransom for me, and this will be my only final plea. He will say, "Come home, my child, I did this for you," and all my tears will be wiped away in the New Jerusalem, and all the scorning and mocking will then be through. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm sure you guys are too. Well, the last one I'm going to read in this time we have together today is remembering. Remembering. We should always remind ourselves of what Christ has done. Dying on the cross for us, the victory He has won. We would have no hope in this life, and our eternal future would be grim. All glory be to Christ, our hope is only in Him. When we come to bow before Him at His throne, may we trust in His completed work. Yes, in Christ alone. Well, Rick, Mark, J. Michael, I hope that the rest of the week is a blessed week for each of us. And may we lift each other up in prayer during this time we're living. And we appreciate J. Michael. Mark, J. Michael says that he shared with Rick about Mark and will continue to keep him, you lifted up in prayer. Thank you. Mark says, thank you, J. Michael. He appreciates it. Amen, Rick. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace, and He'll take me by the hand, lead me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There will be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear. No more grief, no more pain, no more sorrowing over there. And with Jesus I will be, with the one who set me free. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see, when we look upon His face, the one who saved us by His grace, and He'll take us by the hand, lead us to that glorious land. What a day, glorious day, that will be. Well, it's been good to be with you guys, and may you have a blessed morning. It's my prayer. Goodbye for now. And Mark, can you say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Mark says goodbye. God bless.